Welcome to On the Verge with Kara Bradley. Weekly blasts of no-hype advice and essential practices to settle down, show up, and shift from crazy busy to high-definition, high-voltage living. Hey, everyone. Thanks for joining in today. I want to read you a quote I read many, many years ago. It had a huge effect on my life and how I teach. And it's a Lao Tzu quote. He wrote or said, "At the center of your being, you have the answer. You know who you are, and you know what you want. You know who you are, and you know what you want." And I sat with that for many years, not only personally, but as a teacher, gaining trust bit by bit, day by day, gaining trust that we already know who we are and we know what we want. Now, you may have heard this before and you may think, yeah, I know that. The answer is within. I know what to do. But do you truly trust that? I found in my own life that it's my practices that help me build the trust. It's the practices I have in my life. It's not just a seated meditation practice. It's the small practices that I do every day that accumulate over time and help me to recognize that I already know what I need. I know who I am. I know what I want. And in that trust, in trusting myself, I have then learned, and over time, really deeply learned, to trust that you know what you want. My children know what they want. My partner, my husband Brian, knows what he wants. I don't need to constantly give advice because you already know who you are and you know what you want. And so if I can teach from that place, from the trust that I have the answer already within me, and so do you, that we are all, as Ram Dass says, just walking each other home. I am just walking side by side with you, giving you stories, telling you my own experiences and what I've seen in others, and just kind of holding your hand and walking together, because I know that you know. I know that you know, but do you know that you know? Are you aware that you already have the genius within you, that you already have the answers within you, and that it's really a matter of calming, settling, stabilizing your nervous system, your body, your mind, your emotional body, so that you can see clearly, hear clearly, and know deeply the direction, what you need to do, what you don't need to do, what you're calling to say or not say. So many of the answers are right at our fingertips. They're at the tip of our nose. They're hidden in plain sight. How do we access the intelligence that's already within, that's already moving us, that's breathing us, that's pumping our heart, that's helping us to sleep? The intelligence is moving through us anyway. Do we have access to our full intelligence, to that full genius? Most of the times we don't. Most of the times we're just too busy. We're stuck in our patterns. We're stuck in our busy mind. We're stuck in our future plans and our past grudges, that we miss opportunities constantly to hear, to know. Pema Chodron, who's one of my favorite meditation teachers, she says, it's all raw material for waking up. Every single moment and what's happening in this moment and what is coming through us and what's happening around us is material to help us wake up and know who we are. To wake up and know what we want. So the information is here in this moment. What are you missing? What are you missing? It's a big one. It's a big one. It's so simple, but it's huge, folks. So my passion is helping to
is in teaching people to hone simple daily practices to be able to more fully, more consistently hear the messages that are coming through you and that are around you every single moment of your life. You know, we can hope that it happens by accident. We can hope that it happens spontaneously and we have this grand, enlightening experience. We can hope that all we want. But the truth is, while you may have a moment of, aha, I get it, so often that moment slips through your fingers. And then you're right back at your busy mind, your planning, your doing, your remembering, your judging. But if we want to really raise the bar, if we want to upgrade our system so that we're humming in a way where we're seeing more clearly more often, right? We want to flip the switch so that we're spending more of our time in this waking state, in this state of clarity, in this state of knowing and trusting. We want to spend more time there so that we can see very clearly when we slip back into our habitual patterns. The way to do that is through daily practice. It's through daily strength building, strengthening our muscles to see clearly, our muscles to know deeply, our muscles to trust emphatically that when we have those instincts, when we have those gut senses, to trust ourselves. So what types of practices? I talk about mindfulness practice a lot. I talk about moving your body a lot, breathing deeply. So for me, the most primal things we can do daily, besides all the obvious, is to move, to notice our breath, and to find some stillness and pause. To move daily doesn't mean full out workout, you know, 1 hour big sweat. Because that realistically is not likely to happen every day in our busy lives. But to move, a walk, a dance in your kitchen, you know, playing with your kids or your dog, somehow just joyfully moving your body, not painfully moving, but joyfully moving your body, because it clears the cobwebs. You know, it releases frenetic energy that we build up from just information overload and just the stresses of daily life. Breathing deeply. Pausing to breathe deeply. I'm going to put a fantastic breathing exercise on the show notes called coherent breathing. I've talked about it in other episodes. Paying attention to your breath because your breath is the moderator. The breath will moderate your mind. The breath will moderate your nervous system and balance you. And then finding time to pause, to sit and notice your mind, to sit and notice your senses, to sit and notice what's happening right here in this moment. You already know what you need. I trust that. Do you trust that? If you can make this truth one of the most important things you focus on in your daily life, can I trust myself? Can I trust that I already know? Trust you already know? Am I trusting that I already know? Hold it in the palm of your hand. Keep it in your pocket. Make it a reminder on your phone. Start to notice when you're not trusting yourself, when you're looking for outside sources constantly for guidance. Turn inward. Use one of those three things, move, breathe, sit. Move, breathe, sit. They could be 1 minute, folks. We're not talking about hours here. You know, for me as a teacher, I just want to break it down to minutes to give you the confidence to know that you can do this at any time. And if you do it repetitively throughout the day, you're going to accumulate strength. You're going to accumulate trust. You're going to accumulate the capacity to move from your own instinct, from your own knowing, from your own wanting. at the center of your being, you have the answer. You know who you are, and you know what you want. So daily practice gives us access to the center of our being over and over and over again. You know, the most important thing that we can do is to really know ourselves, is to really sit with ourselves. From there, all is possible. All is possible. So go rock your day. Go rock your world. Go share your message. Go shine brightly. Shine and tell the world that you already know what you want and you know who you are. Be well. Thanks for listening.
If you're feeling fired up from this episode, please share it with a friend and review this podcast on iTunes and Google Play. And help me help more folks show up for their high definition, high voltage life.